Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Race Across America studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. We're on the bike with Michael Conti, who's joining us the morning of day two. I'm assuming you're probably on your way toward Salome or Congress?
If it's called Salome, that's where I'm headed.
Or Salome, I really don't know.
Salome, I'm not sure.
So tell us, how did the night go?
Horrible. It was windy, headwind. Unlike 2016, we had monster tailwind. So, but I stayed efficient, narrow on the TT bike out of Borrego, and just powered through it.
Well, good for you. And now you're in what used to be known, and probably still is known, as the most boring section of Ram, because the roads are so long and so straight and covered with chip seal. How's your progress?
Good right now. I'm battling a headwind, but as soon as I turn the corner from there to Congress, it's supposed to be a tailwind the rest of the day. I heard Strasser made the turn and is flying again. So.
Oh, that's fantastic, and I believe you're sitting in sixth right now, according to the GPS.
I think fourth male and fifth. Yeah, I don't know. We can't find Blanco.
Oh, really?
Did he drop out?
That I have no idea. So I'll do a check next time we have a check-in and be able to give you some more information.
Yeah, the last we saw him was Blythe. He checked into Blythe. So, but yeah, whatever it is, I'm not worried about it. I'm racing my race, so that stuff will figure itself out in the end. And I feel good and had a good night, got a 20-minute nap in. And yeah, man, this has been... I'm not supposed to be up here. Kind of like Ron. I wasn't supposed to be up there either. Right?
See, you know, this to me is a really interesting day because kind of the excitement of the start has worn off. You're out in. It's hot. It's windy. There's chip seal.
Yeah.
You've got Yarnell. You've got the climbs going into Prescott. Then you've got Mingus and the section between Cottonwood and Flag. But then that section after Flag is one of my favorite parts of the course. So... what's kind of your plan today? Because it is going to be warm, and you've got a lot of climbing ahead of you.
Yeah, well, you know, I live in the mountains, so the climbing part, I've slimmed down. I mean, I flew through the field yesterday and all the climbs out of Oceanside. So I've slimmed down, and that's what I've been working on is climbing. I have been really focused on it, so...
I'm trying to think of you even slimmer than when I last saw you, so you must be a rail.
I'm kind of skinny right now. I think I was like 167, which is heavy for a cyclist, but I'm also 6'2", so.
It's pretty slim. So what's been your favorite food so far?
I'm on liquid, so I use First Endurance Liquid Shot, so that's what I'm at right now.
Nice. And
no food until maybe tonight, if not tomorrow. As soon as I get out of the heat, we'll add food in.
Yeah, it's really, especially for someone like you from Park City, when you start heading up toward Flag, it's like, oh my gosh, now I'm at altitude. This is my time to shine.
Yeah, I'm going to, well, wait, we need food, but I'm mentally not tough enough to, stay on liquid the entire time.
Yeah. What are you planning for your sleep break tonight? How long?
As slow as we've been, I don't know, sometime around 2 or 3 in the morning, maybe my 90 minutes. We're going to stick to our plan. We're not. We know this race is long, man, and you know, we know we got to get sleep, right?
Absolutely.
Or I do.
Yeah.
Some people think they don't.
I definitely needed it. Well, I'm going to be heading into Durango probably late Thursday night, and I really want to come down and hopefully cheer you on when you go through the time station there.
Yeah, we should get there. Yeah, Friday morning is our goal.
Perfect.
So some god-awful early time Friday morning with that freezing cold descent out of Fort Cass. We'll see how much time we can catch back today once we turn, because I got a probably about a 15-mile-an-hour head when I'm looking. Oof. Looking at the flags right now, and they are straight in my face. So not nice, but I know, though, as soon as I make the turn, the rest of the day is out of the south, and we're heading north, so that's money in the bank, right?
Yep, and you're heading into your kind of terrain.
Yes, sir. High altitude, heat, bring it on.
I cannot wait to talk to you this evening to get an update on how the entire day went, and hope you have a fantastic ride ahead of you.
Yeah, thanks, George.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Conney joining us from the bike as he makes his way towards Salome, Arizona. Thanks very much for tuning in and listening from the Race Across America studios in Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.